We're starting Moed Katan, obviously refers to the Halachas of Chol HaMoed. First, the two Prakim deal with mostly the Malachas of Chol HaMoed, and the last parak deals with the Halachas of Avelis, because it has to do with Avelis on Yontif and Chol HaMoed, and then from there goes into the Halachas of Cherim and Shamta and Nidui. The Meseches is after Megillah, because just like Megillah talks about Purim and days that you don't say Hesped and Tainus, on Chol HaMoed also you don't say Hesped and Tainus. And in another Seder, the Gaonim Seder, they have Beya right after Erevin, and then Moed Katan after that, the laws of Yontif, and then Chol HaMoed, and then all the other Pratis, Dika Yom and Tovim. But our Seder is what we have, and Moed Katan follows Megillah. The Halachas of Malach on Chol HaMoed, there are three different shitas as to what the Isser is. One shita is, Rashi, the Rif, hold that Malachas Chol HaMoed is Isser D'Oraisa. We learn from Psukim. And which Malachas are Osir and which ones are Mutter were Halach HaMoshe Misinai. The Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, holds that all Malach on Chol HaMoed is only D'Rabbanan. All the psukim that are brought are only asmachtas, and the Rabbana decided what to asr and what not to asr to make Chol HaMoed more yontiftik. And the Ramban has a middle shita that be'ikaron, the malachas of Chol HaMoed are min haTorah, but the Torah left it up to the Rabbana to decide which malachas to asr and which ones not. So be'ikar, the isr malachas deraisa, but which specific malachas are not is only... only the Rabban. Okay. One last thing here, and we'll see what the different categories are, what the Rabban and Asher and what they didn't Asher, as we learned through the Gemara. The Rashi is probably not Rashi. And on the side, you'll see a Rashi Ksavyad, which may be Rashi, because the person who put it out says it's Rashi, but it's not 100% clear that's the case either. And we're going to learn the Perush, whether it's Rashi or not, on the side, which people learned for hundreds of years as Rashi or not, but that was the Perush they learned together with Tosfos on the Daf. That's what we're going to learn. Okay. But if there's stiras between Rashi here and Rashi the other place, not such a big kasha. It's probably not Rashi altogether. Okay. Mashkin Beis HaShalchin B'moed. You're allowed to water Beis HaShalchin. Beis HaShalchin is a field that needs watering, that can't exist only on rainfall. Pashtus, it's a field of grain or vegetables. Machlokas, we've shown them whether it applies to a field of trees also. But for sure, vegetables and grain are called the Beis HaShalchin. Uvishvias, and you're also allowed to water it on Shvias. We'll see in the Gemara what the Isra of Shvias is and what the Isra of Moed. Moed is also because of Malacha. Shvius, we'll see what the problem is. Bein mimayin sheyotza betchila, bein mimayin shelo yotza betchila. Whether a newly formed mayan, a spring that just came out, which, since it hasn't yet been flowing for a long time, we'll see that there's a chash that maybe the walls will fall in, you'll have to repair it. And a stream that's already, what's it called, been flowing, and there's no chash that's going to fall in, both of them are okay. But you can't irrigate a field from Megishamim, because that you have to go dip into the water. This flows on surface level, so it's easy to irrigate. The other one, you have to draw the water, and it's a lot of tircha, there's a lot of bother involved, and the klal is that something that's a dover ha'avet, if it's going to cause a loss, you're going to lose a loss of principle, then you're allowed to do that malacha on Chol HaMoed. That was one of the conditions the Rabbanan made, that malacha is mutter, mishum dover ha'aved. However, even a dover ha'aved, the Mishnah holds, is osur if there's a lot of tircha, extra amount of tircha. Some mefarshim hold, some poskim hold, that tircha is only osur v'dover ha'aved in karka, avodas karka. But otherwise, other kinds of malachas, even if it's tircha davar ha'avid is mutter. And the others hold that it depends on how much tircha and how much davar ha'avid. Right? If there's a tremendous amount of tircha, but the pseida is not that great, then it's aser and everything. If the tircha is not that great, but the loss is very great, then it could be its mutter in certain circumstances. If they're even, then it depends on how the Rabbanan saw the loss opposite the tircha. But according to these poskim, the iser of tircha applies to everything across the board, not just to ground, not just to karka, to agriculture. Okay. But in any case, in the Mishnah, it's talking about soda, and therefore to irrigate it is mutter. The Gemara is going to discuss why it's a pseida, why is there a loss over here. But there is some kind of loss here if you don't irrigate it. And however, to irrigate it without tircha is mutter, but with tircha is aser. So therefore you can't do it mimei geshamim, v'lo mimei hakilon. All of these need the water to be drawn, which involves a lot of extra effort. Ve'ein osin ugios likfanim. You can't dig little basins around the vines in order to collect the water. Same reason. Rav Elazar ben Azaria omer ein osin es ha'ama b'tchila b'moed. You can't make an irrigation ditch lechatchila an chol ha'moed. Can't dig an irrigation. Uvishvias. You can't do it on shvias either. And the Gemara will discuss what's the issur on shvias of digging irrigation. On shvias, the only thing zaser is avodas karka of working on plants. Here you're not working on plants. The Chachamim omrim osin es ha'ama b'tchila b'shvias. The Chachamim hold you're allowed to dig an irrigation ditch on shvias, not on chol ha'moed, because there the issur is the tircha, but on shvias you're allowed to. Mesaknis on the kukolas b'moed, and even on chol ha'moed you're allowed to fix up an existing what's it called irrigation ditch that got clogged up on chol ha'moed. Umaskinis kilkulei hamayim shebereshus harabim, you're allowed to repair water. Things that transport water in the Rishus HaRabim. The Chotetin Osam, you're allowed to clean them out. The Mesaknes HaDrochim, the Esorachovos, you're allowed to fix up the streets and roads. The Esmikvos HaMayim, the Osin called Tzorchei HaRabim. This is another gather of Malacha that's Mutar and Cholamoy, Tzorchei HaRabim. Things that are necessary for the public. Public works are permitted on Cholamoy, because public doesn't have time to do things together except on Chol HaMoed. If you don't let them do it then, it'll never be done. So Tzorchei Rabim are mutter on Chol HaMoed. Umetzayin es hakvoros, v'yotzin af al hakilayim. And you're allowed to mark graves, and you go out even to pull up kilayim that's growing during Chol HaMoed. Okay, Rashi. Mashkin beis hashalchin b'moed, soda shehi omedes bahar. It's a field on a mountain. It doesn't get enough rainfall, because the rain doesn't drain down into that field. It only gets what comes directly from the sky. And therefore, it needs extra irrigation. You're allowed to water that field on Chol HaMoed, even though watering, the Gemara says, the Malacha, which Malacha exactly, we'll see tomorrow. But watering plants is a Malacha. Because he will have a great loss if he doesn't water the plants. The Dover shall have said he tiru chachamim l'troach bo b'chol shomoy. And something where there's a loss of principle, the chachamim were matter to be to put in the effort on chol ha'moed to avoid the loss. Kemosha anu motzim b'meseches chagiga. Dechsiv sheishes yomim tochal matzos uveyom ha'shvi atzeres l'ashem elokecha. Mashvi atzur basiyas malacha avshish atzur basiyas malacha. Right, we learn in Gemara Chagiga, where is the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed? Because it says, 6 days she matzahs, on the seventh day, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. It compares the sixth to the seventh. Just like the seventh day is Asur Malacha, that's Yontif, so too, the 6 days are also Asur Basiyas Malacha. Yimashvi Asur B'chol Malacha, Avshish Atzurim B'chol Malacha. So I might think that just like the seventh day is Asur with all Malacha, Malacha Savoda, right, except for Ochel Nefesh. So I might think that on Chol HaMoed also, all malachas are also except for Ochel Nefesh. Talmud Lomar, Hashvi, Shvi, Atzur B'chol Malacha, Ve'en Shisha, Atzurim B'chol Malacha. But Yom Hashvi, only that day is Osir with all Malachas, and the 6 days are not Osir with all Malachas. Holomoson HaKosuv El HaChachamim, Lomar Lecha, Ezu Malach Asura B'chol HaShomoed, Ezu Muteris. This is it's more like the sheet of the Ramban. The Torah left it up to the Rabbanan to decide which Malachas to Osir and which ones not. Malachas Sheish B'Hefzid, in Eino Oso Sokigon L'Hashkas Beis HaShalchin, Hitiru HaChachamim. And Malacha, that where you'll incur a loss to principle, that the Chachamim were matter. Uvishviyas Mefarish B'Gmara, Mimayin Shiyotza B'Tchila, Da'achshav Maschil in Voa. This spring started flowing now. Shadayin lo hichzika darko. It hasn't yet been in existence for a while. So it didn't get set in the ground. And therefore the Gemara says we're afraid that it may fall in. And one that didn't start now, it was already set for a long time. But you can't irrigate it from a reservoir of rainwater. Because here there's extra effort that has to be put in to draw the water. Why say you can irrigate a Beis HaShalchin? Bein mimayin sheyotza b'tchila, that's a bigger chiddush. Right? Because I might be afraid that it'll fall in and you'll end up fixing it on Chol HaMoed. Right? Surely you're allowed to do it. If you're allowed to do it from that, you're allowed to do it a mayin that's already been flowing for a long time with it, where that chshash doesn't exist. Amrei itzrich. No, you needed to tell me. Itan mayin sheyotza b'tchila, if you only knew the case of yotza b'tchila, that you're allowed to irrigate a Beis HaShalchin on Chol HaMoed, even from a Mayan that was Yotze B'Tchila, Havi Amina Hochu the Beis HaShalchin in Beis HaBalo, only a Beis HaShalchin. We couple the two things together. There's going to be a big loss, and then even if there's a chash that it may fall in and you fix it, we're not afraid of that, because there's a big loss. But a Beis HaBal, right, with a field that gets enough rainwater and doesn't really need to be irrigated, where there's not going to be a great loss if you don't water it, there we're afraid that maybe it'll fall in, you'll fix it, then you can't irrigate it from a mayan that just came out. Right? Lo mishum dasilin pulei, av a mayan shelo yotza betchila, but a mayan that was already, flowing for a long time, where we're not the lo asilin pulei, we're not afraid it's going to fall in, it hasn't fallen in yet, we're not afraid it's going to fall in, even where there's no great loss, even a Beis HaBal, a field that usually gets enough water from rainwater. You could even irrigate that, because since we're not afraid that the Mayan's going to fall in, even though there's not such a great loss, you're allowed to do it. Kamash Malon, no. Lo shno Mayan sheyotza b'tchila, v'lo shno Mayan shelo yotza b'tchila. Beis HaShalchin in, Beis HaBal lo. So the Mishnah tells me that the same halacha applies whether it's a Mayan that was Yotze Mitchila or Lo Yotze Mitchila, you're only allowed to irrigate a Beis HaShalchin and not a Beis HaBal. Rashi, Da'asilin Pulei HaKarka Shesviva, maybe the ground around the stream will fall in, Da'dayin Lechzika Darka, it hasn't yet got set in its way. Mashkin B'chol HaShemoy, V'lo Chashin HaDilman Nofa V'azul, the Torah Tircha Yaseira. The Chiddush is that, I might think, that the only time that you can only be irrigated Beis HaShalchin, right, is with a mayan that was lo sheyotza b'tchila. There we're choshesh that if it would be a Beis HaBal, it's not that much of a loss. We'd be afraid that maybe it'll fall in. You fix it, but in a Beis HaShalchin, there you're allowed to do both. But in the Beis HaBal, only one. Kamash Malon, no. Both of them are only mutter in the Beis HaShalchin. Mayin shelo yotza b'tchila shekvar hichzik darko. It didn't come now, new. It's already been flowing for a long time. Miboy demash kemena b'chol HaShomoed. Beis HaBal sodehu be'emek ve'ein tzorech vashkosa. Beis HaBal is a field that's in the valley where the rainwater runs out down into it, so it gets plenty of water. It doesn't need to be irrigated. There's not going to be any great loss if you don't irrigate it. So the Mishnah told me both cases to tell me both cases are only permitted by a Beis HaShalchin, but even a Mayim Shalo Yotza Betchila, which there's no chash that's going to fall in, by a Beis HaBaal you can't irrigate it. Umay Mashma, the high Beis HaShalchin, Lishna Tzachusahi, Beis HaShalchin means a thirsty field that needs to be irrigated constantly. How do you know that's what it means? To see the Ato Ayefi Ogeya by Amalek says we were tired and weary. And Rashi brings on over there, tired means from thirst. Metargamina, the Targum says, there's Ava'at Mishali Veloi. You were tired from thirst, Veloi, and Yogeya because of the traveling. So Mara says, Umay Mashma, the high Beis HaBaal, Lishna de Miyasvusahi. How do you know a Beis HaBaal is a settled land that doesn't need to be constantly irrigated? Yosiv ki yivol bochur besula metargaminon arei kamodim misosiv ulam im besulta. A person, a boy, will be settled together with a besula. So the word, what's it called? Baal, yival means to be settled together with. So the field is a settled field, doesn't need constant irrigation. Your children will be settled within you like a young man is settled together with a besula. Mantana de pseido in harvochalo. So the Mishnah implies that you can do malacha if there's going to be a loss, but not if you're only preventing a profit. You can't do malacha for the sake of profit, but you can do it to take away a loss. So who's the Tana who holds that avoiding a loss of profit is not a good enough reason to do malacha on Chol HaMoed? And secondly, even where there's going to be a loss, you can't put in extra effort. Right? That's what our Mishnah basically says. Beis HaBaal, where there's no loss, you may have a better field, better crops if you water it, but you're not going to have a loss of principle. That you're never allowed to do. And even a Beis HaShalchin, where there's a loss, you can only do if there's no effort. That's what our Mishnah says. So who's the Tana who holds both of these things? That you can only do malacha if there's going to be a loss of principle, and even then you can't do it if there's extra effort. Om Rav Huna, Rav Elezer ben Yaakovi. The Tana is Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, Disnan. Where do we have Rav Elezer ben Yaakov who says these, lechora, two ideas? Rav Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, Moshchin es hamayim me'ilon le'ilon, uvilvad shlo yashkes asod dekula. You're allowed to draw water from... There's a lot of water around one tree. You're allowed to move it to another tree. Because if you don't water these trees, they're going to be a loss. But you can't take the water and water the rest of the field because that's not a loss. That may make the field grow better, but it's not going to avoid a loss. Morris says, so you see that Rav Elezer ben Yaakov holds that you can only do malach on Chol HaMoed to avoid a loss, but not to avoid a loss of profit. We still didn't prove from that he holds both these things. All we proved is that he holds that you can only do malacha to avoid a loss of principle. But where do we know that even where there's a loss of principle, he holds you can't do extra effort? That we don't see from Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. So our Mishnah isn't necessarily Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. He holds one thing of the Mishnah, but not necessarily the other. Elom Rav Papa Homoni Rav Yehudahi. Tanya, Mayan Hayotzi Betchila, Mashkin Mimenu Afilu Sada Beis HaBaal Divrei Meir. If you have a Mayan that even if it, what's it called, is newly sprung, where we're afraid that maybe the walls will fall in, you'll build it again. And even a Beis HaBaal, where there's no loss of principle, you're allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed. That's what Rav Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Mashkin al Asada Beis HaShalchin. First of all, you can't water a Beis HaBaal at all. Only Beis HaShalchin. Because there's a loss, and by a Beis HaBaal there's no loss. There's just a loss of profit, but not a loss of principle. Ein mashkin al sod beis hashalchin shechorva. Shod beis hashalchin that dried up. Rav Lezer, the Gemara is going to discuss what it means. Rav Lezer ben Azaria omer lo kach velo kach. Neither one can you water on chalamoid. Yeser al kein Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda added, not only that, lo yifno adam amas hamayim v'yashke leginoso lechruvoso b'chol hashamoid. You can't divert irrigation ditch in order to irrigate your garden or your churva on chalamoid. First, now the Gemara wants to discuss what the Braisa means. My chorva, what does it mean? A beis hashalchin shechorva, dried up. Ilei mechorva mamash, it dried up completely. Lomali damash, it's not going to help to irrigate it. So it can't be talking about that. Am rabbi, shechorva mimayin zu, the yotzel amayin acher. One, its normal spring dried up, and a new one came out. So you're allowed to water a beis hashalchin from a newly sprung spring, but only that. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer lo kach v'lo kach, lo shna chariv mayona, lo shna lo chariv mayona, mayin shiyotza betchila lo. He holds that you can never irrigate even a beis hashalchin from a new spring, because we're afraid that the walls are going to fall in and you'll end up digging up the walls again, which is an extra tircha and malach and cholamoy that's not necessary. So here we see that Rabbi Yehuda at least holds both things. You're allowed to irrigate only a beis hashalchin, because of pseida. And you're allowed to irrigate it from any kind of mayin, but l'chora, but not from a, what's it called, not from a an elmas hamayin. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Which verses mean mayin. Dilma ad kan lo kom Rav Yehuda beis hashalchin in beis habaal lo. That we see. That he holds only where there's a loss, yes. When there's no loss like by beis habaal, not. Elamayin shiyotza betchila. Dilma osilin pule. Right? Avamayin shalo yotza betchila de lo osilin pule fil beis habaal nomi. Maybe the only time he prohibits watering a beis habaal is from a mayin that just came out. Then there's two chashas. First of all, the beis habaal doesn't need it so much. It's not that much of a loss. And you're afraid it'll fall in. There, we don't allow you to irrigate it. But from a spring that is not, we're not going to afraid it's going to fall in. It's already been flowing for a long time. Right there, you're even allowed to irrigate a beis habaal. Maybe that's a review to hold. Where it says, "Imkein masnisin aman tarmayu." If that's how you learn the braisa, who's the Mishnah go according to? Nobody. It only will go, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you learn that there's no difference between Mayin Shenova Betchila or not. El Rabbi Yehuda lo shno Mayin Shiyotza Betchila v'lo shno Mayin Shelo Yotza Betchila Beis HaShalchin in Beis HaBaal lo. The Haidik Toni Mayin Shiyotza. So why does it say by Rabbi Yehuda Mayin Shiyotza Betchila? Not to tell me that if it's not Yotza Betchila, even a Beis HaBaal is okay. To tell me it doesn't make a difference. Lo Diacha Kochot Rav Meir. Tell me the chiddush Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds we're not choshes for anything. You're allowed to irrigate a beis habaal even though there's no great loss, and you're even allowed to do it from a mayim shenova betchila where we're afraid it may fall in. That's how much Rav Meir is matir. But Rav Yehuda Einoch Hanami argues on two points. You're never allowed to be mashka beis habaal and a beis hashalchin. You're allowed to do whether whether it's a mayim sheyotza metchila or lo yotza metchila. Rashi. Man tana de masnisa de psei the shari lemitrich ba bechol hashomoy kegom beis hashalchin. Who's the tana who holds that you're allowed to do malach on cholamoid if it's a dover ha'aved, if you're going to lose principle? But harvacha lo kigom the beis habaal. Beis habaal, it'll benefit if you irrigate it, but it's not going to be any loss if you don't. The osur lahashkosa meachar shein bo hefsid. Shein tzorech lahashkosa, ela laharvacha, the milsa, l'shavye af lecharfi. If you water it, you'll get the crops faster, there'll be better crops, but you're not going to have a loss of principle if you don't water it. Afil makam seda mitras lo zachinan. And the second thing we see from the Mishnah, that even where there's a loss of principle, if it's extra effort, you're also not allowed to do it. You can't irrigate it from an irrigation ditch because there's extra effort involved. So the Gemara wants to say first it's of Elezer ben Yaakov, that you're allowed to divert water from one tree to another. You're allowed to dig a little furrow to let the water drain off to the other tree. But you can't make furrows to irrigate the whole field. The Beis Habal, Kamayr is talking about a Beis Habal. This Rashi is of the opinion that even a Beis HaShalchan of trees is mutter to irrigate. Others say that it's not talking about a Beis Habal, it's about Beis HaShalchan, but since it's trees, you can't irrigate a field of trees, even what's it called a Beis HaShalchan. Right? Kamayr Darvochi. Alma de Harvocha de Milsos Rebbe Lezer. You see, the Rebbe Lezer holds that you can only do malach on Chol HaMoed if you're going to prevent a loss of principle, but not prevent a benefit. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, fine, but we don't see the other halacha, that even where there's a loss of principle, if there's extra effort, you can't do it. That we don't see, the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov holds. Ilei Mechorva Mamesh, Nase Bur, it became, what's it called, a totally dried out field. Lomali Lamashke Lahi. If it dried out, there's no help, hope for it. So it's stam work for no purpose on Chol HaMoed. Shechorva mimayin zev yotzel amayin acher. Means it dried out from one spring, and another spring opened up. Shechorva mayona shiragila lishtos mimenu. The kivan shiragila lishtos ilo mashkelo achso vislap zeli yasera. Since it normally is a field that needs irrigation, if you don't irrigate it now, it's going to be a loss. And still Rabbi Yehuda is matir only to irrigate it from a spring, but not from a reservoir, because it's extra bother. So you see both things. Only a Beis HaShalchin is mutter, and only from a spring. Can't do it if it's a what's it called, extra bother. Alma Masnis Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda is our mission author is Rav Yehuda. The Hora Belozer Ben Azaria Lo Shaya Choriv Lo Shna Choriv Mayonim Imayin Shiotzla Betchila the Lo Shna Lo Choriv Tarvayu Asher. Because it can't be Rav Lozer Ben Yaakov because he holds both of them are Asher. Or it says no Dilma Asilin Puve. Maybe Rav Yehuda holds that you're allowed to irrigate a Beis Habal from a stream that was there, what's it called, that even from what's it called, from a new stream. Alimayin shelo yotza betchila, afilu beis habal, no mishari. From an old stream, you're allowed to irrigate even a beis habal. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. Umasnis netoni nomi mimayin shelo yotza betchila, beis hashalchinin, beis habal lo, lav Rabbi Yehuda. And our Mishnah then can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Because our Mishnah holds that it makes no difference whether it's a mayan that's new or old. You can only irrigate a Beis HaShalchan, not a Beis HaBal. Where it says in Kain, Masnisan Aman Tarmayu. If that's the case, then our Mishnah doesn't go like anybody. And to make up a new Tana is not proper. Right? We have a Braisa. We have the three Tanoim. Our Mishnah has to be like one of those Tanoim. Lo Rebbe Elozer ben Yaakov, Kedamorim, Velo Krab Meir, Deshori Afila Beis HaBal, Velo Krab Elozer ben Azari, Afila Beis HaShalchan, Lo Shori, Nimayin Shiyotzer Betchila. So it doesn't go like anybody. El of the Rabbi Yehuda Loshno must be the Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no difference between a new spring or an old spring. Only Beis HaShalchan is mutter, Beis HaBal is never mutter. Umasnisen Rabbi Yehuda, so then why does the Braisa talk about a Mayan Shiyotza Betchila? Why is it talking Dafka about a new spring? Lo Diacha Kochad Rabbi Meir. Tell me how strong Rabbi Meir is mutter. The feeling Mayan Shiyotza Betchila, even a new spring, right? Shori Afila Beis HaBal. Not only is it mutter for Beis HaShalchan, it's even mutter for Beis HaBal, and even a new spring where we have a choshesh that maybe it'll fall in and he'll end up filling it in, digging it out again.